CC 건이 차의 기장 제일 작은 한파의 스마트리 기장 Hare Krishna everyone, it's a very nice, actually a little overwhelming for me to be with you, all of you here. I think my first time with so many devotees and then on Gopurnim, Sarashiva asked me to speak a little bit about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's a great honor for me. Also, I am a little bit shy still because I see some senior persons here, but the main thing the scriptures actually say is that one chooses the right subject matter. And today the subject matter, which is beneficial for me as a speaker and everyone who hears about the subject matter, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for anyone who might have stumbled into this temple and doesn't know what's going on, today is the appearance day of an avatar of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can see him on the there are these two persons with raised arms, and on the right side, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his appearance day is today. Thank you. And a little loud. Yeah, I need it. Okay. So we have about 25 minutes to hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and let's get right to the point. But before I really start, I just want to offer some prayers so that we are blessed to receive some inspiration, some guidance, and some mercy by continuing to participate here. Om Adhyana Timidandasya Genamjala Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svaparantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasani Moda Bhakta Vrinda E Krishna Haruna Sindhu Devaham Yojagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwamanu Sutte Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhyo Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So, the person Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in our conviction Krishna himself, is especially relevant to all of us if we have a certain attitude, a certain inner situation in our life. And I was recently at a talk of my spiritual teacher where he explained that a devotee or a bhakti yogi usually goes through three phases in his or her spiritual life. And one of these phases, which is the third phase I want to tell you about, is particularly relevant for us when we look towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I just explain to you the three phases. It's very simple. The first phases, and I think many of you know this, when you come to spiritual life, you're very enthusiastic. You learn something new. You get to know spiritual people. All of a sudden, you feel a surcharge of spiritual energy. And somehow you feel I can do it. I can really, really get close to the absolute truth. I can really get close to God. And you do many things. You endeavor a lot. You go to many programs and do many things. You maybe do some stringent spiritual practices, and you have the conviction, I can do it. And after some time, what happens to most people is that when they have gone through maybe a year, maybe 5 years, or maybe 10 years of such this first phase, is that they notice that, oh, actually I'm not where I wanted to be. There are these books and these spiritual teachers and where we read about the spiritual realization, and also I have this desire, I want to be close to Krishna and close to God, but I do not really always feel like that. So a doubt rises in one's mind, and the doubt is, can I actually do this? Is it actually? It might have different names in our head, but it's always a version of, can I actually do it? Does it actually work for me? And is it actually realistic to have a close relationship with God, or is it just for the saints? Or is it just something written in the books that I used to believe very much in, but it's not really what I'm experiencing in my life right now? So this is the second phase. And at this phase, there can be a lot of cracks in our hopes, which we initially had in spiritual life. There can be also a little bit, it can happen a little bit of slack in our spiritual endeavors, which were quite strong in the beginning, and this is all this energy gets lost because of this doubt, and there's a third phase, which some enter after some time, or at least in some days, or maybe at the on a day as today, they get in touch with this phase of or inner state, which is a feeling that, okay, I got it. I cannot, with my own endeavor, I cannot reach spiritual enlightenment. One becomes genuinely humble. One realizes, okay, it's not possible with my own endeavors, and one actually accepts that for the first time. Deeply accepts that, and there's a second thing, which is important. That is, I still want it. I still want it. Like in the beginning, I had this desire. In the middle phase, maybe it became a little bit covered, or a little bit like fuzzy, or not so much in the forefront of our plans and life and activities. But I still feel it's still there deep inside. So, and this in this third phase, the spiritual practitioner or the devotee of Krishna in this case realizes, okay, I cannot do it, but still I want it. And there happens a switch in the mindset. This tension between cannot do and this, but I want it absolutely, creates actually a prayerful state in the heart. And this is the what the Vaishnava saints call dānya, and it's commonly translated with humility. It's a humble state of mind where one not only feels incapable but also tends to pray to Krishna. One actually starts to pray, and in this state of mind, the contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very, very relevant for us. And this is actually the only thing that he, as an avatar of Krishna who wants to give his mercy to the people of the world, is interested in. He's only interested in this humble humility and prayerful attitude. Please help me, please uplift me. And this is actually very good news for us. Because I don't know about you, but I'm certainly not capable of reaching spiritual perfection or reaching Krishna or being very strong in my spiritual practices, but I can recognize that at least sometimes, and when I'm there, I can just pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is actually, especially today, our this mic keeps going down. A great chance today, so we can actually focus or refocus ourselves on our relationship with Krishna. And in this case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can actually pray to him and from our heart talk to him, and also in the kirtan, and later on when after the program, when the altar is open, we can pray and ask him for his blessings. And for that we just need this humble attitude. And so I'm just noticing I'm throwing my plan overboard, but I want to say something else. We might ask, does it really work? I mean, that when I pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ask for his mercy, could it actually result in me being spiritually more strong at the end? And I don't know about you, but sometimes I have this doubt. And we also hear similar statements like that the holy name, which is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you just have to chant it a few times and you can get a very strong connection to Krishna and become a very deep spiritual person. But sometimes we ask ourselves, is it real? Does it really work? Because sometimes if I chant, it does not happen. So the answer to this is, and it also touches a little bit upon this third phase, which I described, the answer is that one needs to have a real connection with Krishna. So one needs to have a real connection when you pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It has to be something real from the heart. It should not be a prayer which you feel you should be making. It should be a prayer which you actually feel in your heart. And the same goes with the holy name. There needs to be a little faith that if I chant, this will uplift me. I don't feel very strong, but let me just chant and try. And so this is the point. We have to have a real connection, and this is called sambandha in Sanskrit, which means something like relationship. And there was an interesting question which was posed to Satchinanda Swami in one talk. He was speaking about a similar subject, and there was one question, one lady, she asked, how is that? There's this story of these two gangsters, which most of you probably know. They are called Jagai and Madai, and they were like really like bad people. They were like beating people up and robbing people, I guess even murdering. I think they also mistreated women, and so they're really bad people. And once they approached Nityananda, who is the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and actually wanted to harm him. And as a result, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this place and actually wanted to punish them for their audacity of harming a saintly person, and in this case Nityananda Prabhu. And then one of them, I always mix up who it was, either Jagai or Madai, he fell at the feet of Nityananda and excused himself. He actually became humble. He somehow realized, okay, this is going too far, and he begged for forgiveness, basically. So it was just something in his heart is told him, okay, we are going too far here. Let's just excuse ourselves. And this lady in the lecture, she asked, I'm certainly not as bad as Jaga and Madai. Like, I'm just living a regular life, you know. I don't beat people up, and so, and I'm also chanting, and but I didn't get the yet get the result of Jaga and Madai, which many of us know. They got a very elevated position in devotional service as a result of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually seeing them, asking for forgiveness and blessing them with love of Krishna. So she asked this, but what am I doing wrong? I'm not like these persons, and I'm certainly sometimes chanting. So it's a similar question, and I found the answer of Satyananda Swami very interesting. He said, you know, we as people of today, we sometimes read these stories, but the difference between us and these two, Jaga and Madai, is they had a very, it was not a very pure and very elevated connection in the beginning, but they had a very real connection. They actually saw Nityananda Prabhu in the sense of they had him before them, and they actually asked him for forgiveness. So they had kind of relationship. They also knew him from the village, so they knew who he was. They knew him as a person. So the answer to these kind of questions is basically always the same. We kind of need to become real in our relationship with Krishna and actually think, what's my relationship with Krishna right now? You can also ask yourself right now, what is my relationship? Like, not in a judgmental sense, oh, it's so small and whatever, but just honestly, earnestly asking, what is it? Does it exist? Am I thinking about Krishna? And what are these thoughts, and how am I relating to Krishna right now, or during my days? What kind of prayer do I have when I chant, or when I'm sitting before my altar, or when I go to the temple? What kind of, is there something personal going on, or is it just a performance? When I go to the temple, I do all these things, and there's kirtan, and of course I join in. Of course, it happens. There's nothing bad about this, but the question is, what is the real thing about this? And if you can isolate that in your heart, then actually that describe it a little bit for yourself, then it's easier to actually relate to Krishna, to actually see, okay, this is who I am in relation to Krishna, and this is what I feel comes as a response from Krishna. There is something real, and I'm sure for everyone here in this room, or at least most of us, there is something very concrete and something very real in this relationship. And the thing is, we just have to connect to that. Sometimes we even when doing spiritual things, it becomes a little bit covered by so many things happening. For me, it was also a little bit overwhelming to be with so many people. It was a long time for me, and yeah, it's all spiritual, but it can get a little bit covered, this silent voice in the heart of this relationship. But if you can learn to contact that, even though we are among many others, or if there's a lot of things going on in our life and job and problems and life, if you can reconnect again and again to this inner relationship, then it becomes very nice, actually. Then we can also chant from that space. Then we can also do our ritual, like puja or something, whatever we do, from that space. And it has, and I'm sure everyone, or most of you know that, it has a different quality. It's not so much from the head, it's more from the heart. It's a little bit softer, but it's very powerful and very distinct. And we learn to be a little bit, or when we become practiced to contact that space again and again, we lose it, but again and again, practicing, reconnecting, then it becomes more easy to grasp it, and it becomes also more concrete, and more you could actually talk about it with devotees with whom you would share such a thing. So that's one thing where we really have to just be aware again and again, if we do spiritual practice, and especially chanting, or today praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we do it from this inner space. So that's the one And it becomes, of course, again, going back to this three-phase model, so to say, if you're really humble and we feel in need, I'm not so spiritual right now, then, that's the reality, but I can pray to Krishna, then we can easily switch there. It makes sense, right? It's easy to connect to this honest space from this position. So this is the first thing you can do to avail yourself of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, not just today. And a second thing, I mean, there are many things, of course, there's unlimited things you can do for relating and getting his mercy, but the second thing is that you can try to share bhakti with others. That is, it's a little bit counterintuitive, because when I want to share something, I would have to have it, you know? That's normal. Like if I want to donate money, I would have to have something. But with this part, it's a little bit mystical, so to say. If you try to just help a person in their bhakti, that can be a small thing, like sending them a nice quote from scripture you read, or some of you go out to Harinam and there or distribute books, there's unlimited possibilities. We can share with your colleagues or your friends books or little insights, or tease them a little bit about, God does exist, you see it. There's some, it can be humorous, there's so many things, but if it comes from this attitude of, I want to share a little, just a little bit, and there you get a very nice blessing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you get actually some more devotional inspiration in your heart, just happens, without endeavor, just comes. And there's some, to encourage you a little bit, or encourage us, better to speak, is there's a nice quote which I wanted to share with you, if I find it. There's a scripture called Bhakti Ratnakar, and there just is said, like it's important to substantiate such statements. It's not just like me talking. We're not talking our opinions here. It's about scripture and what they say and what the saints say. And it says that devotion or bhakti is the treasure of each devotee, but often it is a hidden treasure. However, it becomes available to the devotee only when he or she helps another person to acquire it. So that's basically the statement. And there are also two very nice verses from Bhagavad Gita. Some of you might know them. It's the 18th chapter and verse 68 and 69. There Krishna says to Arjuna, "One who explains this supreme secret to the devotees," and we might extend that in the ultimate sense, every living entity is originally a devotee of Krishna in their heart. "One who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he or she will come back to me." And the next verse says, "There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he or she, nor will there ever be one more dear." Okay, so this is a very strong encouragement, I find. And it comes directly from Krishna also. So, there's many things which could be said. I just think I'm going to leave it with this. And do one more thing with you. There's a collection of 12 very powerful names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were composed by a saintly scholar who was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says, a person who recites these 12 holy names of the Lord will achieve the perfection of all their desires and will attain pure devotion unto the divine lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Sounds very nice, right? So that's we can chant them. Some of them are a little bit maybe if you're new to this, difficult to pronounce, but you can just try. I will say them and you can respond. So yeah, let's start. Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Gaurango Dvijanayaka.
Gaurango Dvijanayaka.
So Chaitanya means the living force or the life force. Krishna Chaitanya is like Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the all attractive supreme life force. Gaurango means he of a fair bodily complexion. One also says that he has the complexion or hue of Krishna's eternal consort Srimati Radharani. Dvija Nayaka. Dvija means Brahmanas or twice born Brahmanas, and Dvija Nayaka means O hero amongst the Brahmanas. So he was also a Brahmana he is also a Brahmana in his pastime. So the next is Yatinam Dandinam Chaiva.
Yatinam Dandinam Chaiva.
Nyasinam Cha Shiromani.
Nyasinam Cha Shiromani.
So it says that he's the crest jewel amongst the sannyasis who wander freely, the crest jewel of sannyasi who carry staffs, and the crest jewel of sannyasis who renounce everything. Daktambara Tadashiman.
Daktambara Tadashiman.
Navadvipa Sudakara.
Navadvipa Sudakara.
So Daktambara Dara means he who wears red cloth. And Shriman means the supreme opulent one. And Navadvipa Sudakara means the source of nectar in Navadvip. That's the place where he appeared. Prema Bhakti Pradas Chaiva.
Prema Bhakti Pradas Chaiva.
Sri Shachinandanas Tata.
Sri Shachinandanas Tata.
So Prema Bhakti Prada means the bestower of ecstatic loving devotion. And Sri Shachinandana means the delightful son of Mother Sachi. So now we maybe caught one or three to five words, which we can remember. Now we just chant it again. And you can now, like before we chant, you can now again like focus on your inner relationship with Krishna and maybe your special desires you have today for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Maybe something you want to achieve in your devotional practices, maybe some spiritual desire, maybe some what's related to your relationship to Krishna itself, something that you desire, so you can connect to that right now, and when we chant, you can chant from that space. Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Gaurango Dvijanayaka.
Gaurango Dvijanayaka.
Yatinam Dandinam Chaiva.
Yatinam Dandinam Chaiva.
Nyasinam Cha Shiromani.
Nyasinam Cha Shiromani.
Raktam Bharatara
Shriman. Raktam Bharatara Shriman.
Navadvipa Sudakara.
Navadvipa Sudakara.
Prema Bhakti Pradas Chaiva.
Prema Bhakti Pradas Chaiva.
Sri Sachinandanas Tata.
Sri Sachinandanas Tata.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki
Jai.
So how long do we start? We finished now. Okay, so we don't have so much time, so there will not be a discussion, but I think everything is clear. And yeah, that's what do we do next? There's now Goa Artic. You can also dance before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and please him by your dancing and singing. So thank you very much for your attention. It was very uplifting for me to talk here to you and and speak about these things. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Get a word before we start.